Its current state here on 90.5 WKAR, MSU grad Bill Schneider operates Wild Type Native Plant Nursery in Mason. WKAR's Peter Worf's been taking us there this summer to hear about Schneider's work and his expertise in the field. In this recent visit, Peter and Bill talk about the increasing public awareness of the importance of native plants.
Well, I think there are two things, maybe many more things that are occurring in our culture. One is that there is greater awareness among the public of the benefits of using native plants. People are tired of traditional landscapes, the chemicals and energy and time that is required to maintain those kinds of landscapes. But there's also a lot of mandated requirements that involve the use of native plants. I mentioned earlier about stormwater issues. A lot of required stormwater projects require by city, county, or state mandate that native plants be used. So there are, I think, are a couple of things that are occurring simultaneously, and they're not necessarily independent of one another. They're kind of interrelated.
So we've gone outside now. Where are you going to take us now, Bill?
Well, I was going to take you into the greenhouse that we call the Big House. No reference to the University of Michigan Big House. This is just our largest house. And I think it gives a nice visual effect. The plants we've just looked at in the germ house are transplanted and put into this house. So it's just a bigger version of what you saw a minute ago. The plants are bigger, the textures are more pronounced. You get to see the end product. These larger plug flats is actually what we sell to the public and to our contractors.
These are the things that people will be carrying out of here.
Right. Yeah. And from this space, they, when things are going well, head out the door. Here are the beginning of our oak production here. These are oaks grown from acorns this season, and these will be transplanted next week into larger containers.
What types of oaks are these?
So we're growing something like 8 or 9 species of native oaks. What you're looking at here are things like chicopin oak, red oak, black oak, swamp white oak, bur oak.
And these will go out this small?
These will be transplanted into a larger container size and then put outside for the year, and they'll be ready to sell next summer.
They'll be a little bigger.
They'll be a little bigger, yeah.
Now we're back outside.
So what we're looking at here is the latter stages of the shrub and tree production. We have trees in pots that are placed in the ground on drip irrigation, and then we have smaller containers in hoop houses that we have constructed to keep them protected during the winter, but otherwise they're just growing outside. We do grow and sell a lot of wetland shrubs. Wetland shrubs are in many ways underappreciated and sometimes underutilized. I think people are catching on that these plants have great utility. They many larval hosts for butterflies. They absorb water, clean water, slow water, have many attributes that have been underappreciated by certainly our retail customers, and among the engineers and landscape architects out there, they have been well aware of the utility of these plants, and we are a supplier of a lot of wetland shrubs.
What would some of those be?
We have shrub dogwoods, shrubs called ninebark, nannyberry, arrowwood viburnum, swamp rose, bog birch. Could go on and on and on.
What are some of the more rare things that we might find here? Some of the things that you'd kind of have to dig deep for as you're looking for seed or trying to find these plants.
Well, we do grow a number of these kinds of plants, but I'll list some of them off as I can draw them in my memory, but. What we really are growing here are some of the most common, what used to be historically common species that are now rather uncommon.
I see.
but uncommon to the public.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mentioned bog birch. This is a shrub. It's a birch. Very common, but virtually unknown by the public and even among our more sophisticated professionals that specify plants.
Huh.
So I would call that one of the quirky shrubs that we grow, oak that we grow, shingle oak, very uncommon in Michigan, found only in a handful of sites, more common south of Michigan.
Yeah.
That's an oak we grow and are very proud to be growing it from seed. And I could go on and on with the unusual, some of the more unusual things that we grow, things like snowberry and buckbean is a wetland plant that we grow. Some of these names are great.
I love the names.
Yeah.
Bill Schneider is owner of Wild Type in Mason, Michigan. Bill, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.
It's like Henry Ford, and maybe he did this, you know. It's like, I'm going to go up to the UP and mine some...